To survive, Cabeza de Vaca and an enslaved African man, Estevanico, became medicine men. Cabeza de Vaca later wrote that their method of healing was to bless the sick, breathing on them, and to recite Latin prayers. In 1533, the Spaniards set off on foot on a great 1,000-mile journey across the Southwest. Arriving in Mexico in 1536, Cabeza de Vaca related tales he had heard of seven cities with walls of emerald and streets of gold. The stories inspired Hernando de Soto, who led an expedition to explore Florida and lands to the west. For 3 years, de Soto and his troops wandered around the southeastern area of the present-day United States, following stories of gold. As the Spaniards traveled, they took advantage of the native peoples. Their usual method was to enter a village, take the chief hostage, and demand food and supplies. De Soto crossed the Mississippi River in 1541, describing it as a swift and very deep. After traveling as far west as present-day Oklahoma, De Soto died of fever. His men buried him in the waters of the Mississippi. Francisco Vázquez de Coronado also wanted to find the legendary cities of Cibola. After traveling through areas of northern Mexico and present-day Arizona and New Mexico, the expedition reached a town belonging to the Zuni people in early summer 1540. They realized at once that there was no gold. Members of the expedition traveled west to the Colorado River and east into what is now Kansas. They found nothing but wind-swept plains and strange shaggy cows, or buffalo. Disappointed, Coronado returned to Mexico. Spanish rule. Spanish law called for three kinds of settlements in the Americas: pueblos, missions, and presidios. Pueblos, or towns, were established as centers of trade. Missions were religious communities that usually included a small town, surrounding farmland, and a church. A presidio, or fort, was usually built near a mission. Juan de Oñate was sent from Mexico to gain control over lands to the north and to convert the inhabitants. In 1598, Oñate founded the province of New Mexico and introduced cattle and horses to the Pueblo people. Social classes. A class system developed in Spain's empire. The upper class consisted of people who had been born in Spain, called peninsulares. The peninsulares owned the land, served in the Catholic Church, and ran the local government. Below them were the creoles, people born in the Americas to Spanish parents. Lower in the class structure were the mestizos, people with Spanish and Native American parents. Still lower were the Native Americans, most of whom lived in great poverty. At the very bottom were enslaved Africans.